Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Redoubt. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, Radio Free Redoubt. I am John Jacob Schmidt. Thank you for tuning in to the John Jacob Schmidt Show. This is the voice of the resistance against every anti-American agenda that is working to destroy the Republic and our American heritage. Thank you for standing in the gap with me. Thank you for being out there, and welcome to all of our listeners across the American Redoubt in Wenatchee, Tri-Cities, Moses Lake, Ephrata, Spokane, Eastern Washington, North Idaho, Northeast Oregon, and our listeners outside the wire in occupied territory on live streaming. Thank you guys for joining us. And this is pretty exciting. We've got a guest, a great guest lined up for you guys. This is the month of September is officially National Preparedness Month. And this isn't a wild-eyed zombie apocalypse, end of the world, wringing our hands, waiting for doom and gloom and hoping for it, as the liberal left would have you described and depicted. And this is actually from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, your tax dollars support. Under the Department of Homeland Security, they're saying, Americans, this is the month to plan on preparing to be self-reliant. Now, of course, we've got a little bit of a different idea. We talked about last week, and I'm going to talk about this in the second segment. And we're probably going to get there maybe a little quicker than planned because, as most of you know, I've had some serious gremlins in my system. My computer just completely like caved in just a little bit ago, and I lost all my notes for the news and commentary, but I'm going to shoot from the hip and we'll still pull it off. And I've got my new computer it's going to be all configured and set up, and I'm excited about that. And then I'll rebuild this one. But man, when they don't want to cooperate with you, it's just, well, that's okay. We're still blessed in so many ways, and we're blessed to be able to, thanks for the listener support, kind of squirreling away some extra funds that you guys have helped support us so we can pick up a new computer and get that all up and running, so we have a reliable resource and building in a backup to that. So let's do that now. Before we get into our guest here in the third segment, to talk about from a law enforcement perspective, I want to review some training that's going on in the third segment with the active shooter situation and what the citizen's role is. We'll get into that, but we want to pick the brain of a active serving police officer in Washington State and what his take is on the armed citizen responding to threatening situations, how we need to increase our situational awareness, and how the citizen has a duty and a responsibility to be able to respond to threats, because they can't always be there in time. They are reactionary. They are reactive. And, law enforcement is minutes away when seconds count, right? So we're going to talk about that and some other things. A great article that came out over on the Idaho side of the border with the Coeur d'Alene Press running, of course, they broke free from their yellow journalism trend to actually run an article from the Sheriff's Department putting on training where there's an active shooter, what to do. We talked briefly about this last week, but we're going to go into more into depth on that in just a moment. Stand by. Let me pull up my notes that did survive. But let's get into the news and commentary right now. The news is next. Here, Radio Free Redoubt. Now, here's a story that I lost, which is very sad. The news is brought to you, by the way, by the author Glenn Tate and the In 299 Days book series about the societal and economic collapse in America and the rebuilding. So check them out at 299days.com. One story in particular from Conservative Daily and also the Mojave Desert Patriot about how the government is using a backdoor method to try to ban ammunition, to try to disarm the citizenry. And what are they doing? They're going after the ammunition. New rules under the ATF are going to reclassify the chemical that's used for the gunpowder as a high explosive, which changes the handling and transportation methods that must be used, essentially bringing the ability to produce ammunition to a standstill. And let me pull up this from Conservative Daily. This is not a drill. The Obama administration just implemented a new regulatory change that has sent the entire firearms industry into a tailspin overnight. A key ingredient necessary for making gunpowder has been reclassified as a high explosive, making it illegal for any company within the industry to transport or store it as they have for decades. It's the chemical compound known as nitrocellulose. Now, what they do is normally transport this in a wetted, literally wetted state. So it's really inert. And then once it gets to the arms, the ammunition manufacturing facility, then it's going through a drying process, and then it's, you know, used for making firearms cartridges. Well, Obama administration has been so confounded in their effort to disarm Americans that they are going to use their regulatory powers. This is through the ATF. The ATF makes the rules as far as controlling high explosives, and they determine what high explosives are and are not. So just like the British in the founding of our country, they couldn't take the muskets, they couldn't take the firearms. That was disastrous. What'd they do? They targeted the ball and powder, the ammunition. And that's what they're doing right here. Now, I've been saying for a long time, patriots, you cannot delay in acquiring a, in my opinion, a combat rifle for every member of your family and the adequate ammunition for it, at least 1,000 rounds of ammunition for that. This is so bizarre to someone on the left. They can't wrap their mind around this. This is just so extreme and so radical. But the founding fathers said it was your duty at all times to be armed and ready to defend. Oh, you're paranoid. There's nothing to defend from anymore except your own paranoia. Right. Except the people in Europe are trying as they might to get their hands on any means of self-defense because of the failed immigration policies. No, they weren't failed. They're successful. The policy is to recolonize Europe with Islam. And as that's blowing up in their faces, no pun intended, but that actually worked out, they can't defend themselves. They have to get a permit and jump through all kinds of hoops to get pepper spray and a flare gun in some places. So anyway, there's another one too. There's another story here. CDC, this just broke, where the CDC has a, I'm trying to recreate my notes here because they all went away on me when the everything crashed here. But there is CDC is planning now to force people into taking vaccines and those who refuse to be arrested. Now, Snopes is saying this is just an alarmist rumor, but the person that brought this to my attention is very active. She is very active in Washington State with the parental rights, vaccination awareness, whole campaign. She was very instrumental in some of the key legislation that empowers parents to make, you know, decisions for their children as far as what type of vaccinations your child receives. She has much more credibility, as far as I'm concerned, than Snopes. But there's also documentation from the CDC itself showing their new regulations. This is something that we're going to have to post this on Radio Free Readout once I, you know, recreate this, my notes and get this pulled out. This is from Red Flag News. I'm going to pull this up for you right now. Oh, by the way, lift up the prayers in prayers. Those folks in Oklahoma, speaking of Preparedness Month, went through a very powerful, for that region, 5.6 earthquake, 5.3. I'll pull it up. There's no deaths reported. There is a fair amount of damage, but fortunately, they're not being... There's no injuries. So, pardon my stumbling here. Okay, more news when we come back and we get the stuff back in order. And this is the Voice of the American Readout. Stay tuned.
If you've been watching the news lately, then you know that Planned Parenthood and the atrocity of abortion itself have now been completely exposed by undercover video. Will Planned Parenthood be defunded? Will Roe v. Wade be overturned now that we have technology and proof of life at conception? It seems that the very soul of our nation is in the balance. If we let the selling of babies' body parts go, then we are truly lost. Let's educate our governor and our legislature that Oklahoma can stand up to Washington, D.C. and say no to abortion if we have the determination to stand firm. Visit ProtectLifeAndMarriage.com and show support by signing the online petition today. That's ProtectLifeAndMarriage.com. Legally, we can. Morally, we must. This is Bruce DeLay with Heartland Church in Tulsa, and this is your Patriot Moment.
And lastly, obligation number 8. Dedicate a part of your everyday life to the bringing of these requirements of American citizenship to the attention of fellow students, fellow workers, neighbors, and friends. Is it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage. We have seen it flare up and burn brightly in every national emergency, on the battlefields and at home. The socialists, the communists, and their followers would like to see the American spirit extinguished. If each of us will rise to the occasion, if every citizen, young and old, will accept the challenge of his citizenship, then the socialist and communist and their followers will not prevail, and America will go on toward the fulfillment of her great world destiny.
Dr. Clifton L. Gaines Jr. was our instructor. This is a continuing series based on the unique political and economic system which has made America great.
The voice of the American Readout as we stand on the watchtower, pointing out the truth, shedding light on the lies, and hopefully equipping you, Christian patriots, for the challenges that lay ahead, not out of fear, but as a sense of responsibility and duty. We are called to action. Of course, always we have to remember that we don't place our hope or our faith in man or any man, but our hope is in Jesus Christ. And we must remember to always consider prayerfully, consider the courses of action, but also remember that after prayer, there is action required of us. We must take action. We must intercede for those who cannot protect and defend themselves. We must expose lives and lies and speak truth when we see lies, right? And that's what we're here to do at the Voice of the American Redoubt. And this is segment two. Segment two is brought to you by Works Holsters. This is a custom-made Kydex holster company right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Check them out at Works, W-E-R-K-Z.com, and support a patriot business. There's a couple of events that I want to bring to your attention. First of all, let's go chronological order. It was the Ben Franklin Local Emergency Management Association event coming up on September 24th. I will be speaking at this event. That'll be going on from 9 to 5 on Saturday, September 24th, at the Island View Worship Center in Richland. So if you guys are in the Lower Valley area, the Yakima Valley, if you are really, that's a pretty good centrally located area for Walla Walla, Moses Lake, get over there to Richland, Washington, at the Island View Worship Center. There's going to be several speakers and workshops talking about food storage, water and sanitation, ham radio, and communications. I'll be talking about the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network and disaster communications from Colloidal Silver. Jerry Martin will be talking about what you won't be doing when the lights go out. That's pretty wide open and vague. I'm not sure what he's going to be talking about. I want to hear about what he is going to be talking about, what he's not going to be talking about. Maybe we'll try to squeeze that out of him, get that information. So mark your calendars. Be in Richland, Washington on the 24th, Saturday, from 9 to 5 at the Island View Worship Center. The other event isn't until October 1st and 2nd, but we want to make sure you get it on your calendars at the Red Lion Hotel in Post Falls, Idaho. Just right across the border, 20-minute drive for those of you in the valley. This is sponsored by LordshipChurch.org. The Old Paths Christian History Conference is featuring a bunch of speakers. Pastor John Weaver, love that man, true solid patriot. Peter Hammond, missionary. He's worked in restricted access, high-risk areas for over 25 years. He knows about the underground church. He understands about the persecution of the church, and he's going to be talking about this to Christians so they understand the reality of Christian persecution that other people are faced with all the time. Dutch Jones, former U.S. Army military police officer. He's also a certified FEMA officer and instructor working in the area of surveillance. He's a former firefighter, EMT, and Campo Minuteman. Warren Campbell, who is the senior pastor of the Lordship Church in Coeur d'Alene, he will also be speaking there as well. They redoubted from California. That's going to go Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., and then on Sunday from 8 to noon. So check it out. There's lodging available. Go to lordshipchurch.org, and also we'll have we'll try to get the flyer linked out from Radio for Redoubt. So that's October 1st and 2nd. Don't miss it. Now, there is some yellow journalism going on. And this is why I caution, see, because I understand this side of propaganda and exploitation and stuff like that. If you guys that know my background or you've heard me speak before, I've talked briefly about my background. And I worked in helping U.S. service members and government agents avoid being exploited if they became detained overseas, or how to escape and developing personnel recovery operations, working with underground networks and recovering or smuggling one of our isolated personnel in a foreign country and, you know, getting them back home safely. In the process of that, there's a lot of many facets in what's called an exploitation or exploitative cycle that we can expect people to go through. One of those forms of exploitation is the use of the media. So we became very savvy on how the media is used to manipulate the minds of the target audiences. So I'm, you know, acutely aware of the power and the tools and the effectiveness of the media. Now, the number one rule here is to avoid. Don't get yourself in a situation where you can be exploited. Don't get in front of the media. Don't talk to the media, right? Avoid the media unless you're forced to. And then, of course, then you want to, you know, use that to say, show I'm still alive. You know, government, please, you know, help me get this situation resolved. You know, but otherwise you avoid it. There's a reason why you avoid it, because you are at a disadvantage. They have the say on the final article and the ramifications and the imprint that that will make on the psyche of the target audience, which could be another government. It could be the people, if they're trying to sway public opinion, that type of thing. The reason why I'm saying all that is to say recently there were two normally left-wing journalists that contacted several of us in the American Redoubt. They wanted to do a story about the American Redoubt. They're fascinated by this. One was from The Economist, and the other one was from The Washington Post. Despite their insistence on interviewing me, I declined, respectfully. I said, thank you, but no thank you. Now, I put the word out to several other influential people in the American Redoubt and urge them not to do an interview. But guess what? There's something inside of us that makes us feel special when someone wants to ask us our opinion about something as subject matter experts or what have you. And we just feel compelled to say something. Now, as it turns out, these two articles were actually favorable to the American Redoubt. They put a little more emphasis on survivalist prepper type of flavor to it, but because they still don't really fully understand it, they still missed it. Even though they were told the American Redoubt is about patriots moving to where they feel freer because they feel like they're being choked on the west side of Washington or Oregon or in California or Illinois or the whole I-25 corridor in Colorado. Right, this leftist agenda that's squeezing people and the life out of them, and where they're losing what say they have over what their children are exposed to in schools. They're losing choices, the property, personal property rights, the regulations, the leftist agenda, and they want to move to where it is generally demographically much more conservative. But see, they got hung up on the survivalist side of things. Now, the reason why I said don't do this, first of all, I expected hit pieces to come from those particular articles, but that's not where it's coming from. It's coming from the yellow journalists inside the American Redoubt, namely right now, the Spokesman Review and the Coeur d'Alene Pravda, because these guys perceive the American Redoubt movement for what it is. It is a threat. It is a threat to them. When they are trying to advance a godless, leftist, anti-American, and a globalist agenda, and there is a force gathering that can outnumber them, that is a threat. And that should be a threat to them. That's not something we should be ashamed of or afraid of, for them to feel threatened by that. Now, I don't want necessarily, I guess it's time. It's been 5 years. Radio Free Redoubt's been doing this. The American Redoubt's been building momentum. But I wanted to kind of hold off on mainstream media exposure. This is a lot like basically telling people, okay, I just healed you. Now, don't go tell anyone yet. I don't want you to go running and blabbing your mouth about this, because it's going to bring attention prematurely don't you try to mess this thing up? All right, this is the same thing. This is something that needs to silently be moving in a direction, building strength, building momentum among the patriots to strengthen the demographics of this area. Silent, under the radar, this quiet shifting, this movement of people strengthening this region sociopolitically. So don't bring attention to it yet. We want them to be blindsided by that. By the time they realize what's happened, it's too late and it's big and they can't stop it. Well, that's basically where we are now. I would have preferred to wait a little longer, but this area has become so strong now, demographically, for conservative, sociopolitical conservatives, God-fearing patriots moving into this area. Most of them, along with that, comes this self-reliant mentality. They want to be prepared to weather a storm so they can be part of a rebuilding process afterward. So this has occurred. Now it's got the attention of now national media. So they run the article is actually favorable to the Patriots and to the American Redoubt. The reason why we don't want it necessarily out there yet is because the leftists who have infiltrated these mainstream newspaper organizations that do affect the thought processes of their readership. They do influence them. We wanted them to not be aware of it quite yet. But now that they're aware of it, now they are on the attack with lies, yellow journalism. And there's a poll that was put out. Now, this was August 30th of 2016. Here's a poll by the Spokesman Review, not enthused by Redoubters. Why? Well, the Huckleberries online out of the Spokesman Review, generally very left-leaning, anything conservative or patriot they malign, choosing a very subtle, sneaky, satiristic way. Huck's Nation isn't too crazy about the American Redoubt movement, refugees who are making a home in the inland Northwest. Now, okay, there are already conservative Christian patriots who have made their home in the Pacific Northwest. They're already in the majority. Those that are coming are just like them, and they're just strengthening what's already in place. This is not a new group, all right? This is just another wave of the same type of people that want freedom. But let's look at this. We got to take a break here in just a minute, but 72 of 294 respondents, that's 20, almost 25%, view the movement as an Aryan Nations light. Wow. Where would they ever get that idea from? I wonder. We're going to talk about that when we come back, and then we'll bring on our guest here at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want a secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food insecurity, surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
How rare is it for a government to let expire a temporary tax? And how many times have you known government to repeal any measure which grants power to itself or removes liberty from the citizens? I can count the number of times on one finger and a thumb, with their tips touching one another, of course. John Adams said, "A constitution of government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored. Liberty, once lost, is lost forever." There is an exception, however, and that is when things begin anew. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
This is the final segment and the final last stretch here at Radio Free Redoubt. We've got, once again, more stuff to cover than we will probably have time for, but that's okay. That's why we have a podcast on Sunday evening. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be talking about something that I meant to talk about last Sunday, and that is when the agents come knocking. We've had some patriots who've had their doors knocked on. They answer the door, and there's the wife answering, and they say, this is federal agent so-and-so with the FBI, special agent so-and-so. We've got some questions to ask, and where's your husband? And, of course, they get all freaked out. They don't know what to say, and they get all paranoid, and so they're asking for advice. We're going to address that tomorrow night, but we've got a good guest that we're going to be talking to. Kind of ties in with that a little bit. We're going to talk mostly about National Preparedness Month. What to do if you find yourself in an active shooter situation. We're going to kind of pick up where we left off from a few weeks ago. But this is segment three, which is brought to you by RiverfrontSuites.com. Beautiful little suites located right along the St. Joe River, right outside of St. Mary's, Idaho. And if you go to RiverfrontSuites.com to check those out, make your appointment reservations. If you just want to get away for the weekend, or if you need a place to stay while you are looking for property or work in the region, check them out and support a Patriot-owned business. My email is johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. And we don't usually get attacked very often from here at Radio Free Redoubt. Very rare. But I was doing some research for this topic, what I wanted to cover today, and I actually stumbled across this Montana Cowgirl blog. Now, she is a left-wing liberal, proud Democrat, which it's just synonymous with communists. They are running the communist plank, the Democrat Party is. So she attacks anything conservative. I found Radio for Redoubt mention. She writes in here, case in point, the recent conviction of a Basin, Montana man, Joe Robertson, for violations of the Clean Water Act. This story came to my attention after it clearly came to the attention of America's paranoid, bunkered spam eaters at Radio Free Redoubt. I thought, okay, what's wrong with spam? Spam is awesome. I love spam. Who doesn't like spam? That's not a vice. That's, I guess, if you're trying to put me in a bad light, you chose the wrong bunkered. I don't have a bunker. I wish I had a bunker. I mean, just because it'd be cool, but those are expensive. So I don't have a bunker and paranoid. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. All right. So there's nothing wrong. Actually, I'm not. A paranoia is an unreasonable fear that somebody is out to get you. Right? I don't have an unreasonable fear that somebody's out to get me. So she just got me all wrong. But spam eater. Wow, that's I must be a bad person. It's kind of funny. But anyway, we've got some yellow journalism going on. In the Coeur d'Alene Press, I know you shouldn't be surprised, Steve Cameron, who's a staff writer over there. You should know, let me just say this. Steve Cameron, this is yellow journalism, and you should be ashamed. But you're not ashamed. But you are a liar and you're a deceiver. I'm talking about Steve Cameron from the Coeur d'Alene Press. You're a liar and you're a deceiver. You are just like Chris Carlson. Both of you are sons of Satan. I'm going to tell you right now, this is what Jesus told the Pharisees. I'm telling you, what you're doing is lies and deception, and you are nothing other than the sons of Satan. Because these are good people moving to the American Redoubt, Christian patriots who don't want to be choked by the leftist agenda. They want to move to where it's still more free, where they're surrounded by more Christian patriots than pretty much any place else that they could move to. That's a threat to you because That means they will change the politics, the demographics of this area. It is a threat to you. So what do? Attack it. How do you attack it? With lies. With lies, with half-truths, with some type of twisted circular logic. And this is what you write. Yet people who have never set foot in North Idaho seem to think we've all retreated to bunkers with our racist pals waiting for war, or the apocalypse, or the collapse of the government, or progressive traitors trying to repeal the Second Amendment. Well, that's exactly what you're trying to do. That's what scares you. You can't push forward your agenda because they are increasing in numbers. So he says, the bad news is that my misinformed friend who asked him, why are you up there with all those nut job conservative wackos? He says, my misinformed friend is a member of a huge majority, Americans who think Idaho and our chunk of it, more specifically, is basically a haven for gun-crazy warriors looking to shoot someone for no particular reason, and or a place of physical beauty but ugly mentality, where white Christians plot the demise of the country's mongrel masses. Where did you get this from? He's attacking the American Redoubt movement. Show me evidence. He's just pulling this stuff out of his nose. He's saying the rest of the country, this is a shame, this American Redoubt movement is a shame because it's making the rest of the American people look at Idaho, particularly, he's talking about Idaho, as a place of gun-crazy warriors looking to shoot someone for no particular reason. You are completely fabricating this stuff. Good grief, how did we get this reputation, he writes, and why can't anyone make it go away? You can likely think of several quick responses spawned by different eras and haunting Idaho for various different reasons. So basically, it's just because of the Aryan Nation. He's equating the American Redoubt movement with the Aryan Nations. And there is nothing in anybody, in my speech, in James Rawls' speech, or anybody else, the bard of the American Redoubt, any of us have spoken anything about Aryan, racist, any of this. Now, 4 decades after Butler moved to Idaho, it seems fair to say his noxious, racist, religious beliefs and the people they attracted beyond his mere residence in the state left a mark on Idaho and the region that's only now starting to fade. So we're ruining it now by all these Redoubters. And he says, and now come the Redoubters, only adding to the image that Idaho is, well, weird. They don't understand what the American Redoubt is. They are trying to define it. Guess what? You don't get to define it because you are the adversary to God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots who are strengthening this region, and it's beyond your control. You finally have something you do not have any control over, and you perceive it as a threat. Well, get used to it. There's another one. Redoubt movement has its doubters. This is coming from a leftist, liberal, globalist, anything that's, I'm just going to say, he is yellow journalism at its finest. Chris Carlson. I've talked about this before. He wrote almost an identical article before, but this just came out again. They're on the attack. Inspired by a manifesto written in 2011 and posted on his website, Survival Blog, survivalist author James Wesley Rawls, which, by the way, he misspells intentionally. It's Rawls, R-A-W-L-E-S is the correct spelling. He just leaves out the E, R-A-W-L-S. It's a little dig. It's a poke. But that's the kind of stuff that you would expect from yellow journalists. The document urged folks worried about the next financial crash or Armageddon to move to the sparsely settled areas of Upper Mountain West. Is there anything wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with people moving to a remote area because they're concerned about the future of America and they want to live where they can be self-reliant? What's wrong with that? When did that become something that's bad? Well, with Rawls emphasizing little interference in their private life and the access to nearby U.S. forest lands for hunting, fishing, berry picking, real estate, blah, blah, blah. Thousands have moved here. Critics see similarities between the Redoubt movement and the old Posse Comitatus in its emphasis on our sacred status of the Constitution. Oh my gosh. You mean people from the Redoubt believe in the sacred status of the Constitution? So this must be bad, something that must be resisted. And they believe in the supremacy of a county sheriff as the top law enforcement officer. He is the top law enforcement officer. So they do see it as, well, basically they're taking the Constitution quite literally, which is a threat to you because you believe that it is some subjective, living, breathing document that could be changed at the whims of the masses. Your proud democracy, which is antithetical to a constitutional republic. Now, Rawls has been careful to avoid anything close to appearing to be a racist. To the contrary, we're all welcomed, he says, who share a desire for less government. The contextual aspect mentioned earlier in regard to the end of... Okay, so this is where it gets bad. What they preach is be ready to shoot and kill all the panic-driven folks who will pour out of the cities in search of sustenance. Okay, Chris Carlson, you are a liar. You are a liar. You are a deceiver. You are a son of Satan because you are lying about the intent of good, God-fearing people that are moving to this area because they want to have more of a choice about the environment their children are raised in to get back to the roots of our nation's heritage. That's why people are moving here, because there are still some semblance of our American heritage here. But we won't get in line with your leftist and globalist agenda. So now we're the troublemakers. You come and change things. We don't want to change because we want to hold on to our heritage. We want to maintain those old paths that God said, seek out the old paths, right? And there'll be rest for your soul, right? And we want to hold on to that because we understand also that Christ is the source of our blessings and our liberty, that those are a gift. And we know if we rebel against him, we will have that gift snatched away. So we want to maintain that. We don't want to play in your parade. And so now we are the troublemakers that must be dealt with, and we must be racist. And what they preach is be ready to shoot and kill all the panic-driven folks who will pour out of the cities in search of sustenance. You liar. Show me one example, one place. Show me somebody's blog. Show me a podcast. Show me some example of where somebody is preaching to be ready to shoot and kill all the panic-driven folks who's going to pour out of the cities. You won't find it. You can't show it to me. You're fabricating this stuff. Seeing Idaho as a haven for anti-government, take the law into your own hands types is not the image Idaho wants to convey. And guess what? That's not the image Idaho is conveying, except through liars like you. It can have a real downer impact on the local economy, especially if some national organization serves notice of a boycott. Losses could be in the millions. Oh, you mean like when North Carolina decided not to allow men to go into girls' locker rooms and the attacks by the commercial, all the businesses and the NBA and Google and PayPal and everybody else says they're going to boycott. So that's going to cost them millions of dollars to stand on principle. Guess what? I'll pay the price to stand on principle. Oh, it could cost these right-wing extremists could cause a boycott against Idaho, which could cost millions. That's what you're worried about. That's what you're driven by. That's why you're a prostitute. That's why you're a whore, because you're driven by the money that could be lost by Americans standing by their principles and their American heritage. Guess what? There's a price to pay for standing on the truth. The legitimate concern that Idaho's elected officials should be sounding alarm bells about is the tendency of national media to want to characterize the American Redoubt movement as the reincarnation of Richard Butler's neo-Nazi plague that afflicted Idaho's image worldwide for years. No, 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 no. You projector, you are a projector. You're worried about this movement getting the national media attention who will then put that label back on us. But guess what? The national media, the Washington Post and The Economist, both national media did not do precisely what you said that they would do. They didn't project that image. In fact, they went the opposite way and painted the American Redoubt in a positive light. Who is it that's putting the Richard Butler neo-Nazi tag on the American Redoubt movement? It's not the national media. It's you. It's you. Ilk like you. Liars and deceivers like you are the one that are putting that tag back on the American Redoubt movement. Why? Because it's a threat to you. And guess what? I am proud to be part of a body of God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who you consider to be a threat. I want to be a threat to you. I want you to be scared of the effects of American patriots moving in, strengthening the Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, and they are coming here by the tens of thousands, and you can't stop it. They're bringing their businesses here. They are providing jobs. They're bringing their families. They're bringing their money, and they're bringing their values. They're going to make you irrelevant, and that's what scares you. No matter how many ads you want to run about how homosexual-friendly, Sandpoint, Idaho, or Missoula, or whatever, you want to project this image that you're all accepting of all these things, that you represent the true American Redoubt. You do not. You're outnumbered. You're just going to have to get used to it. You can stomp and fuss. Just like when Nehemiah, and we're going to spend the last 10 minutes talking to our guest here. Nehemiah, when he was building the wall, they came and said, oh, why are you building this wall? You're trying to take over the kingdom. You're trying to make yourselves king. And he stopped and said, whoa, I'm not going to deal with you guys. You're making this stuff up in your head. You're lying about our intentions. So I'm going to go back to work and keep building this wall. Guess what? Chris Carlson and the other ilk at the Spokesman Review or the Socialist Review and the Coeur d'Alene Pravda, we're going to continue building this wall. We're not going to pay attention to you any longer, except we're going to point out your lies when you crawl out from under your rock. Now, I have a very special guest here. This is exciting. I want to spend the last 10 minutes trying to talk about this. This is codenamed Pat Garrett. He's an active police officer in Washington State, working on the streets, part of the Thin Blue Line. While we're asleep soundly and safely in our beds at night, he's out on the streets dealing with people that you and I, fortunately, mostly do not have to deal with. But we're going to talk specifically about an article that came out where there's an active shooter. The Coeur d'Alene Press actually ran a pretty good article, credit where credit's due, about the Sheriff's Department's classes that they're putting on to the citizens for free. They use an acronym. It's ADD. ADD is avoid, deny, and defend. Avoid, get out of the area if there's an active shooter situation, if you're able to. If you're trapped, then barricade yourself. Deny him access, the shooter, access. And then defend. If you still can't stop him, he comes through the door or she comes through the door, then you use all force necessary. And he said, be prepared to shoot whoever comes through that door. If you're not, you should not be carrying. He was talking about the armed citizen. So, codename Pat Garrett, thank you for joining us here at Studio A, Radio for Redoubt.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for inviting me here. I want to say that I'm honored. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you, such a stalwart pillar in this cause of ours in maintaining and defending our nation as it was founded.
Yes, sir.
And so, yes, I'm honored. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for doing your part, for wearing the uniform, for standing in the gap for us. And thank you for being a patriot. You take the Constitution to heart. You are pro Second Amendment, pro Fourth Amendment, pro total Constitution, total package.
Certainly.
So we're grateful for that. I was talking to you before about this active shooter situation. You know, the police are minutes away when seconds count, right? And
right.
Most of the time, it's the citizens that are standing there. In confronting a armed perpetrator who's bent on killing as many people as he can until somebody shoots him or he runs out of ammo or decides to shoot himself or whatever. It basically requires a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. And sometimes that comes down to armed citizens, which the mainstream media will bury that usually, right? But I wanted to get your take. How do you feel about, or what are your thoughts are on the armed citizen responding to an active shooter situation? Because we're in a day and age where we're getting some mixed messages, and some from some law enforcement are saying that's something for the professionals. An armed person, an armed citizen responding to a active shooter situation is just adding another gun to the situation and is just going to result in getting people hurt.
Right. Well, you're exactly right. You're going to get a vast array of opinions regarding this, and law enforcement's or the armed citizens' involvement from law enforcement. And I'd like to say, first of all, I think the sheriff's office here is to be commended in doing this, because it's my opinion that that you're right, and law enforcement's not going to be there. We're reactionary. It's possible. Yeah, it's possible we may be there nowadays with school resource officers and having folks in the schools. But is that probable? Probably not. The way just the way the nature of things like this go, you know, law enforcement may not be there.
Right.
So I think it's commendable on the sheriff's office here in Kootenai County that they're giving this tool, this training and resource to the citizens, because our country was founded by the citizen soldiers, and it is the responsibility of the citizens to be able to do something. In conjunction, obviously, with law enforcement, which is what we're seeing in this case.
Right.
So the sheriff's office working with the citizens, to provide some training and resource there.
That's encouraging.
And so I think it's a good thing. It has to be done. Look at what's going on in our country right now.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of political spin from the top down that would like to have you think everything's still great, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe
unicorns and lollipops and sunshine.
Right. And maybe we do need to work on continuing to make America great again. But anyway, that's a little different subject. So back to this this armed shooter. Citizens are a great resource.
Okay, let's talk about a scenario, practical scenario. Let's say there's a mall, strip mall, a deli. Some guy decides to run in, Allahu Akbar, and start shooting people. Okay, phone calls start going out. People start barricading themselves. You get an armed citizen or two that start returning fire. Okay, so now this guy runs out the door. You've got now law enforcement start responding. And this is what I want to talk about. From your perspective, this is where the law enforcement officer responding to an active shooter situation crosses paths or intersects, their lives intersect with the armed citizen responding to an active shooter situation. So there's a very volatile potential there, which is realistic. You're responding, anybody with a gun, when you're responding to an active shooter situation, crouched down with a firearm, you've got a lot of assessing to do in fractions of a second. What advice do you give to the armed citizen who is engaged in responding to an active shooter as you approach the scene?
My first thought is comply with direction. Law enforcement's going to get on scene, and obviously training there is going to dictate that you take charge, to establish security and take command and control of the scene.
Yeah.
Comply with the instructions given. Don't take the time to explain. Communication's vital, the second vital step in that.
Yeah.
But just for example, law enforcement gets on scene, tells you drop the gun. Don't waste time trying to explain and tell how I'm a good guy here. Just listen.
Right.
Put the gun down. We'll get it sorted out in the wash.
Yeah.
And comply with the instruction and then communicate. Because, that communication, we may not be able to see the full totality of the scene of what's going on. And so with that, if I get a citizen who's communicating and talking with me, forthcoming, providing that information, I can readily assess, in my read of the scene of what's going on, I can readily assess and read that, okay, this guy's complying. It decreases my decreases my stress, I guess,
sure,
if you will, or my awareness, makes him less of a threat. Okay, this guy's complying. He's put the gun down. I'm good here. I can secure this. We can sort through that. Then we can get that communication. Hey, this is the bad guy. This is what he looks like. This is he or she
right,
or whoever the shooter may be. And, you know, provide that information. Where did he go? What do they look like? How
yeah,
are they armed? And so in a nutshell, comply with instruction, with commands, comply with verbal commands,
right,
and communicate.
Yeah, it makes sense. It also makes sense if the citizen was also using verbal commands, interacting with the shooter. The shooter's behind a barricade. They're exchanging shots. All of a sudden, the law enforcement comes around the corner. Okay, I'm engaged. Last thing I want to do is put my gun down because I'm in a position where I have to return even suppressing fire, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. You know, so here you are in this kind of awkward situation where you take cover, comply, put the gun down. I'm an armed citizen. The guy's right there. Then you start becoming an intelligence asset to the police officer. He's right behind that barricade. I believe there's only one shooter or there's two shooters. One's over there. The other one around that way.
Absolutely.
Get somebody around that side and start helping him out. And then once you establish that kind of a relationship with that law enforcement, I would think from a law enforcement perspective, I don't really have a problem with an armed citizen. If he wants to sit there behind that pillar and, you know, cover a certain area, tell him, stay there. Don't let the guy come through you, right? And then I can go deal with other stuff. So you've got to establish that communication. Anybody in the military knows that fundamental concept that you and I talked about before the show, shoot, move, and communicate.
Right.
That's part of, you know, combat. So anyway, those are really good words, good advice. Thank you so much for being with us. And we'll do it again sometime.
Sounds good. You're welcome. And it's a privilege.
All right, thank you. Codename Pat Garrett, law enforcement officer, Washington State. Join us tomorrow night at Radio Free Redoubt, 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast. This is John Jacob Schmidt. God bless.